Pnimius and Daphne, I'm going to breakfast Daph Samach. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tanur Rabbanan, Hanichnes Labisa Merchatz, that somebody who goes into a Merchatz, goes into a bathhouse, Omar, you should say the following tefillah. Yirutzamu Fanacha Hashem Elokai, Shetatzilin Mizel Kiyote Bizel. You should save me from this and from similar things to this. Fa'al Yerabi Devar Kalala V'Avon. Nothing, no Devar Kalala, no Avon should happen to me. And if some sort of bad thing and you know an iniquity affects me, then let my death be a kapar for all my sins. So Amar Abaye says, "Lo lema inshe halfi." No, a person should not say this kind of tefillah. Lo liftach pume lesatan. You shouldn't open your mouth to the satan. You shouldn't provoke the satan. Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, "V'chein tam v'shmei Reb Yosi," and they also bring the same teaching in the name of Reb Yosi. The olam always al yiftach adam piv lesatan. A person should always be careful. He should never open his mouth to the satan. Meaning, he should never speak about something that kind of gives the satan a pesach to make a taina on him and to say, you know, for bad things to befall him. So I wanted to share a Torah that we're getting close to Purim now from the Shinover, the Divrei Yecheskel. So the Shinover on the Megillah actually says the following. Mordechai is telling Esther, he tells her the following. He says, famously, right, that Al tidmei v'nafsheich l'himalei b'beis ha'malchut kol yudim. Don't think that you'll be able to escape and not have the same din as all the Yehudim. Ki mecharish tacharish beis ha'malchut. That if you stay quiet and you don't get involved during this time, the Jewish people are going to be saved regardless. You know, it's just not going to be through you. And you and your father's house are going to be destroyed. Maybe, who knows, maybe this is the whole reason you were appointed to Malchus and to the status of Gedula. And that's Mordechai's, Musar to her, saying, this is the reason why. Otherwise, you'll could be totally destroyed. So the Divrei Yecheskel points out, he says, 1 second, don't we usually say, don't Chazal teach us that al yiftach adam piv l'satan, that you shouldn't open your mouth to satan, that why would Mordechai say a lashon like this? And why would Mordechai, such a tzaddik, say, oh, you're going to be destroyed? And it gives the satan an opening to say, you're going to be destroyed, and to destroy us. So he answers with a mashal, with the parable that the Baal Shem Tov apparently said. So the Baal Shem Tov was telling a mystical parable, but there was a queen that she was giving birth and she was having a hard time and the birth was taking way too long. And the melech realized that it must be that his enemies, you know, hired all sorts of sorcerers to stop the birth. And she was, you know, kind of fighting against their kohos, their magic spells. So one chacham came and to the melech and said, I have an idea. He said, you should like announce that, you know, mazel tov to the queen on the birth of a baby, and send that out to all the land. So what happened, once that shemua, once that reputation, that announcement went out, so the machshefim, the witches, the wizards, the necromancers, the magicians, came, and they stopped to do all their witchcraft, and they stopped doing their spells, and then once they stopped doing their spells, she was able to give birth. So the Shinover says, using that mashal, we could explain what's going on here. That what that Mordechai specifically said, a lashon of lotid malim malit, that you should, that like, you know, don't think you're going to escape. Esther vesavia yavedu, that Esther and the entire household of her father are going to be destroyed. Why? Because the words of a tzaddik make a big roshan. When a tzaddik says something, it has a real influence, right? To the point where the sitra achra, the other side, will say, oh, you know, okay, the tzaddik said it, so this is going to be true. It's like a nevuah, right? Gemara Makos says that the klal of a tzaddik, even al tinam, is going to be miskayim. Right, that the klal of a tzaddik is a real powerful thing. So once the sitra achra realized that the tzaddik made such a gzar din, so then it led up its kochas atoma on it, and it led up because it said, okay, you know, now it's fine. I already accomplished what I was trying to accomplish, and through that, Esther, you know, had a siyata d'shmaya. You know, it came easier that she was able to go to Achashverosh and be Matzliach. Okay, it's a nice Torah from the Shinover. But if you really think of the Torah, it's interesting. It's, you know, why would that be okay? Meaning, he gives a nice answer explaining Mordechai's logic, but he doesn't explain why Mordechai wasn't afraid of opening his mouth to the Sultan. Meaning, the Shinover explains that Mordechai was willing to see this so that Satan will kind of be happy with the fact that the tzaddik, you know, gave such a gzar din, that the tzaddik, you know, said such a thing, because that leaves a rosham. Any time the tzaddik opens his mouth and says something in the world, it leaves a real rosham, a real palpable, and, you know, something that can influence things. A real impression in the way of the bria. So why did Mordechai do it? So I thought maybe you could answer, based off Yisod al-Pi Kabbalah, specifically why Purim is all about Yayin. That the concept of Purim surrounds Yayin because Yayin comes from the world of Bina, right? That if Yayin is used the right way, it comes right. Yayin Hamashumar be'anav, and the Yayin that's you know hidden within the grapes from the Shishi Me'abrishis, that comes from the world of Bina. That comes from this high sphera Alpi Kabbalah, and that world of Bina, we say Dinin Misayim, you know, that. The way we explain it, that the Tefer Shlomo says, based off the Arizal, that there's no mega goy there. There's no touch of a goy there, right? Wine, if the wine is touched by a goy, it becomes pasul, right? It becomes usher to use. It's either stam yenam or it's mamish, yayin nesach, right? It's a real issue. But there's a concept called yayin that's meshumer, that's protected. That wine, there's no mega of a guy. There's no touch of the guy. Can't touch a bechla. So on Purim, we drink a lot of wine. Why? We drink wine. We're marbein wine to say, it's true that Mordechai might have said something that, you know, that seems to be giving a koach to the sitra achra, that seems to be throwing it a bone, that seems to be saying, here's something that you want, almost like a seir la azazel, like here's a matana for you, here's a gift for you. But ultimately, Purim is the one day a year where we say, but we know that there's a concept called yayin that's not mishaker, but yayin that's misbasim. That doesn't get you drunk, but it's whatever the word lebesume means. It's misbasim. It perfumes you. It makes you more beautiful. It makes you more appealing and more approachable. And the yayin of Purim is that yayin. So on Purim, we drink wine to say, yeah, it's true Mordechai might have, you know, seemingly done something bad in order to save the Jewish people. But we know that ultimately no bad things will truly befall us. That really Sitracha doesn't have an achiza on us bichlal. So Mordechai could say something like that because Mordechai's Inyan Alpi Kabbalah was what's called the Yisod Abba. He was this great light that the Chitzonim couldn't touch. That it was Meskala in this world. That he brought down this light. Like even though he said, Yikar, brought down this strong light that the other side, that the Sitracha, that the Satan couldn't touch. So true, he might have, you know, tiftach piv le Satan. He might have opened his mouth to the Satan, but ultimately it's not what matters. Ultimately, a person like Mordechai in a day like Purim could surpass that.